AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol is seen as a predecessor to protests and threats of violence at state capitals around the country. Mike Gracia has this.
Angry protesters outside the Washington State Capitol Monday offered a snapshot of scenes that are playing out across the nation. State capitals have beefed up security, in some cases activating the National Guard, with the FBI issuing a bulletin warning of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week. In Olympia, Washington, where state troopers were heckled by protesters, Sergeant Darren Wright of the Washington State Police told the Associated Press,
"The Washington State Patrol has been tasked with providing security and making sure that the legislature is able to conduct their business safely."
By the end of the week, more than three-fourths of all state legislatures will have opened their sessions. I'm Mike Gracia.
At least two Capitol Police officers have been suspended in the wake of the insurrection that resulted in five deaths. Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan says those involved in security for Joe Biden's inauguration are already aware of the rules of the use of lethal force.
Business is going to get taken care of. And, you know, I'm not here to be a tough guy, but I am here to say, if you're messing with this process, if you want to, you know, try to attempt to kill and members of Congress or anything like that, then you need to be handled accordingly.
The Washington Monument will be shut down through the 24th of this month, and stepped up security begins on Wednesday. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf, who sharply criticized President Trump and others for last Wednesday, will resign at midnight tonight. The U.S. lottery players now have a choice of games that offer combined jackpots of more than $1 billion. Tomorrow night's Mega Millions jackpot is at least $615 million. Wednesday night's Powerball drawing is for some $550 million. This is AP News. The Earth is losing up to 2% of its insects every year.
In a dozen scientific papers Monday, researchers call it death by 1,000 cuts. They say climate change, insecticides, herbicide, land use changes, invasive species, and light pollution are killing the world's bugs. You may not like them, but insects are crucial to the Earth and our food web. But with more than 1 million known species and maybe 4 million not yet discovered, scientists say they have a hard time getting a handle on the problem. They say it's like climate change 30 years ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
College football national championship game starts this hour, South Florida. The Alabama Crimson Tide taking on Ohio State at the Hard Rock Stadium. NBA calls off two games because of the coronavirus pandemic. Tonight's game in Dallas between the Mavericks and the New Orleans Pelicans postponed, as was tomorrow night's Bulls-Celtics game in Chicago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.